Ephesians chapter 4 tonight. Ephesians chapter 4. If you'll look with me there tonight in the scripture. Ephesians chapter 4. And we'll start reading verse number 11. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 11. The Bible said, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about, the Bible said, with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working, in the measure of every part, making increase of the body under the edifying of itself in love. I want to preach tonight on spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity. God wants his people to mature. Now, the word perfect don't simply mean that you are perfect. That's not what it means. Perfect means to me in the scripture is becoming to an adult age or a mature age in the faith. Now, I understand and know that perfect was out without blemish. And of course, God's perfect. There's nothing wrong with God, one bit. In us, God's perfect. We don't have no, within us, we got a perfect God. It's just housed by an imperfect body. And what I'm saying there is, I know some people believe that they are perfect, but they got a rude awakening. Amen? That's right. The Bible said, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And so, when I look at this scripture, the will of God, the purpose of God in the church, in the local body, amen, and amongst us as saints, God is maturing us. God's molding us. God's working in us that we might grow. If you're not further with God than you were a year ago, then you're not growing. Amen. Everybody ought to mature. Everybody ought to be going forward. Everybody ought to be being God doing this perfected work in them. I've got a perfect work in me that's going to make me a perfect man. Until the day that Christ comes, I'm going to be perfect. The Bible said we shall be made like him, because we'll see him as he is, but I'm not perfect now. Amen. Some people, I am in the eyes of God. I realize that. I'm not preaching a message on glorification tonight, that God's already glorified us, has been redeemed by the blood. Amen. We know the justified's glorified. I'm talking about the working of the ministry here, the perfecting of the saints, the edifying of the body. That's now. Amen. Thank God we won't need this till we get to heaven. We'll be perfect. But we need this now. And God gave gifts to the church to work through them men. And God to cause God to work and do the work in people's hearts that they might grow up in him. You recognize that? That they might be built up in the faith. That they might, thank God, grow. Everything in a in the people of God's life is for a purpose. There's never an accident. There's never one time God deals with us. Amen. And does it just to do it. There's a purpose in everything God does. I mean, even the Ecclesiastes writer said that there's a purpose. Amen. There's a for every season, for everything we ever go through. There's four seasons. And there is seasons of life that we go through. Amen. When you look back, you see where God brought you from. You see how God perfected and worked in your life. And God help if, my friend, I tell you, if I don't grow and God don't work in and through me, then I wonder about myself. Amen. I mean, friend, thank God for God is showing us some things in our own personal life. God deals with us about some things in our hearts. Amen. That we get all the wisdom that we can. And my friend, grow and be perfected in God. That we might be a mature man. That we might be, thank God, in the work of God, that he might edify the body.
and build it up that it might be strong in Him. Amen. That's tonight. God wants a congregation of people that's got some strength. You remember that one church over there at famous Sardis? He said, you got a name that lives but's dead. But he said, strengthen them things that remain. There wasn't a whole lot left. But he said, strengthen the things that remain. God wants the church to be strong. He don't want a weak body. Amen. He wants a strong body. He's the head, thank God. And the problem with the church not having no more maturity and not growing. And you know, the Corinthian church, if you look at them, they were the carnal Christian. Carnal people. I don't use that word Christian with carnality, because Jesus, thank God, is our example, and we're not to be carnal, amen. But we are sometimes, but carnality is fleshly, it's not spiritual, amen. How can you be my friend both? You can't, and that's why he said you all have been spiritual, but you're yet carnal. But what was wrong with that church? That church had division, that hurt church had schisms in it, they had different groups that said, I'm Paul, I'm Paulus, I'm Cephas, amen. And then Paul even said, he said, it's not me, it's God. It's God that gives the increase. God reminded me again this week, speaking to somebody about being saved and how God saved me, that He's the one that gives the increase. And He's the one that builds the church. It's His. Amen. God don't stem it on us, it's on His Son. Amen. It's amazing night to see these little boys and girls up here having these teenagers singing. Amen. But God uses all parts of the body to function, to be a perfect man, to be a mature man. But you know what he said? He said, everybody's necessary in the body. Everybody. He said, there's some people, there's some that's maybe not as honorable, but he said, they're all needed in the body. Hey, friend, listen, listen, the reason that we don't have no maturity is because we're not willing to let God lead the way. And God teaches these things. He said a wise man will attain the counsel. He will attain to what a man teaches him and to learn. Amen. Hey, God, sometimes you got to get unlearned to learn. Amen. You got to get to a place in your personal life. Hey, God, that you just throw your hands up before God and say, Lord, whatever you want, I won't. Whatever you say, I'll do it. I just want to go with you. I just want to worship you. I want to adore you. I want to be mature in God. That I might be strong in the Lord to prepare His might. That I might go forward and be saved. Thank God I am saved, but because I am saved, thank God He saved me from a lot of heartache because I'm willing to listen to what He says. Amen. That's right. Now, I'm going to tell you this tonight. You better hear what if you think you know everything, you don't know nothing. You never will attain to nothing unless you're teachable. Yes. Amen. Yeah. I want to be teachable. I want God to teach me His Word. I told God, thank God, over a year ago when I started reading the Bible, I said, God, I know what I've been taught by ma'am, and I know what I've been taught by the Holy Ghost, but I want you to teach me the book. I want to get a hold of this, and I want you to teach me the Word, and it's just me and you, thank God. I want you to grow me up. I want to be mature. I want to know the will of God for everything I do, and God, the only way I get the air to be open to the voice of God and listen to men of God, teachers and other people that speak, because God's got a message for us if we'll hear what He's got to say. Amen. Yeah. Now, you've heard this old saying, people set in their ways. The older you get, the setter you are. I'll say some ways it's good to be set in. Yeah. Some ways are not.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Thank God He said a living dog's better than a dead lion. Mm-hmm. That lion's the king of the jungle, son. And he ain't fearful of nobody, but I'll tell you what. That little old dog's better off if he's living than that old lion that's dead. Amen. Right. And I'll tell you something tonight. Formalism and tradition is going to kill the local assembly. It'll do it. I'm not talking about this one in particular, but you know why people don't grow? It's because it's already set in stone what they going to do and what they won't do. And the thing of it is, you never will get nowhere with God. I mean, I know this is the Word of God. I don't have to wonder tonight. I know this is the book I believe in, I'm staying with, and that's it, brother. her, I tell you that. But listen, friend, tonight, thank God, that's more than that. I mean, a man get up not. What if I preached every time? Hey, man, this is the Word of God. Well, thank God I've got it is, but there's a whole lot more to preach. Thank God that the King James Bible and women wearing dresses. Amen. And thank God men not smoking cigarettes and not going to Masons and all that. Thank God that's all right to hit once in a while. But there's a whole lot more to Jesus than that. Amen. The problem is, thank God, we've got all the cliches. We've got all the images. Amen. But there's a whole lot more to getting a hold of this. Amen. This is the Word of God. I believe God, thank God, preserved it. I believe it's right. Amen. But out there, it's a whole lot more important, thank God, to know Him and know what it's all about. Thank God that they're using a cliche in a weak way. Amen. They're trying to back up what you believe and promote your spirituality, which is, my friend, weak. Amen.
Yeah.
That's all you got. Now listen to me now. I told you I believe this is the Word of God. I don't have to get up and try to prove it. It defends itself.
Yeah.
Amen. But if all I've got is to get up here and tell you, bless God, we're Baptist and I believe the King James Bible.
Right.
And I do believe in things. But that's all we got. We not too much along, are we?
No, right.
You know what somebody said? And can I tell you this tonight? I want to get in your heart and help you. But you know, I tell you what gets me excited when somebody lets me know about our Lord. Amen. I mean, I'd rather hear about Jesus than I. Hey, God, this man just getting up and telling me everything he believes. I want to know about him. I want to be around him. And out there tonight, friend, when we want him, he'll show up. Amen. Hey, you can have a form and ritual, and you can go through the same stuff, and I don't want to. I'd like to get everything I could from him. Amen. I tell you, you won't put him in your corner. You won't put him in the independent bottle. Amen. I tell you, he'll show up where he wants to. And I tell you what, tonight, he wants you to love him more than anything else. And I found out that to be true. He's seeking us to worship him. And when we're mature, amen, thank God we'll want to worship him. And brother, that's the only thing that matters to us is him to be worshipped. And brother, when we worship him, ain't nothing better than worship. Or to be built up in and be mature in him. Thank God it ain't about what we want. It's about what he's done. Amen.
Yeah, right.
Right. Thank God I'm done. That's right. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. A church is not. Listen, a preacher and a church ought to be mature.
Yeah.
Amen. And it ought not be a place, brother, of immaturity. Now, there's a lot of spiritual immaturity today. And you know why? Because they still on the milk. Now, I'll tell you what a lot of people say tonight to me. Well, we never have heard it like that. I've had men preachers come by and hear a message, and they say, we never have heard it like that. Well, my question to them is, was I supposed to preach it your way just because you never have heard it like that? Yeah. Amen. Right. You say, preacher, wait a minute. That's exactly right. Thank God, we need to preach it the way God says it. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we've been so caught up in Dr. Bottle Stopper and Fahrenheit and everything else that's come down the Baptist road. And if we don't believe, I tell you, man, I'm not a debater. I don't care about debating anybody about the Bible. I don't care about debating anybody about things that ain't worth debating about. I'm not a debater. Amen. Debate is nothing but carnality. I found this out in 30. That's some years I've been saving. It hadn't been long ago I did find it out. That what I say is not going to change many people. Amen. If the Holy Ghost says it to them, it'll do the work. And I'm telling you why people's not mature tonight in God. They're not willing to let God work in the land and let God be perfect through what the man of God says and what the preacher says. And I'm telling you what, you can say all you want to tonight. We ain't never. Thank God we've always done it like that. Well, I'm telling you what, they always use an outhouse. Thank God that they got electricity and we can go inside. And I'd rather use a commode I could flush. Thank God that an outhouse is colder on a cold day. Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Sure.
Amen. I'd rather grow a little bit. Amen. You know why the church is not mature? I'm telling you tonight why. It will not heed to the God of heaven. It's already preconceived in their mind what they'll believe and what they won't believe. Amen. That's right. And I'll tell you this. I just believe this tonight. And old Brother Danny said this the other day. And me and him was out and about. We was talking about different things. And we was talking about Romans 14. And he says, Brother Hyde, we're going to have to have some scripture on it. Amen. We just got to have the scripture on it.
Yes, it does.
And when the scripture's nailed down on it and it's rightly divided, then we got to go by that. It ain't no. You don't have a vote on it.
No.
You don't come by and say, "Well, I want a vote on that." God help! I ain't never seen them vote anyhow. It was any good. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what the church is tonight? The church is the born again believers. Everybody in here saved as part of the church. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about the local church. And I understand this and that. God gave the keys to the church. I told you that I'm part of the church like you are. I'm pastor, but I don't own the church. Hey, God, I'm not no more of a member than you are tonight. I'm just in a position God called me in. But I'll tell you this tonight, the church has the authority of God tonight. And brother, that's because I've been born again. And the church does have a right. Thank God, my friend. Thank God. I don't know what's going on. This ain't my church. This is God's church. I'm just a part of it. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. People's immature. Preachers is immature to think they own the church. I don't own the church. I'm here for right now.
Yeah.
God's got me here for right now. I don't know how long God's got me here.
Right.
I'm open to God. He ain't told me nothing different, so I'm just going to do what He says. I ain't looking to go nowhere. Amen. But I'm not saying He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Amen. God ain't tied to West. I mean, to just got me tied down. He's got me, thank God, where He wants me right now. But He can tie me where He wants to, thank God. That's right. You know that's right in the ministry of God. He's had me here a good while. Hey, amen. I thank God for it. But what I'm saying is that I don't own the church. The church is God's. It's a self-governing body. That's why we're independent.
Yeah.
We're not an association, thank God. We're an independent church.
Yeah.
That's why we can make our own decision, led of the Holy Ghost, and do what the head says. Amen. And it's not left up to one person. Amen.
Right.
The pastor to lead the church as God leads him. He's the under-shepherd. He's not the over-shepherd.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, feed the flock of God which is among you.
Right.
Do it willingly, not of constraint. Do it, thank God, as an example. Not as being lords over God's heritage. Amen. That's what that book says. I'm not your Lord. Amen. That's right, praise God. I'm going to tell you, God put me in a position to preach the Word, and it might perfect you, and it might edify you, and might work in you in the ministry. But the fact of it is, it'll have to be God to do it through me, and God has to, and friend, I'm just telling you now, God's got to get you in a place, amen, that you'll listen to Him, and do what He says, that He might mature you in the faith, amen. Can I tell you, there's things that people say to me, that I'm telling you 5 years ago, I'd about wanted to fight them. You say, or still get still against it. What comes in, wisdom, and how to handle things. If you don't mature in that, you know what? A fool utters all his mind. I tell you one thing, you better be quiet before you tell it. You grow in grace and knowledge. And wisdom comes when wisdom comes in to tell you how to apply the knowledge God gives you. Amen. Wisdom. Wisdom's knowing how to apply it. I've heard people say all kinds of things. They say, what you say? Nothing. Unless God gives it to me.
Yeah.
You know what? I never used to because I thought I knew everything. I found out I didn't know everything. And what I found out is to ask God to give me the knowledge and wisdom in what to say when I'm facing things. I'll go visit people. I say, Lord, you tell me what to say in there. And I don't know what to say if you don't tell me. I don't want to offend nobody on purpose. Now, I know the gospel is offensive and it will offend people, but the fact of it is, God, you can't. Hey, listen, I know preachers, I know they get rough sometimes, but I'm telling you what, you'll catch a whole lot more people thank God, with honey than you will vinegar. You say, hey friend, if they don't have confidence in you, they're not going to listen to you.
Right.
The fact of it is, thank God, that's why he said a good name's rather be chosen than great riches. And when a man's got a name, thank God, not to build his image, but to know that he loves people and he's trying to help people. Thank God, that moves a lot of people. Amen.
Yeah.
This, me and Matthew went and got them pizzas today. And there's a black lady out there at the restaurant, at the pizza place. She's standing outside. She come out there and said, "You got any money?" I said, "No, I don't really carry no money." That's what she said. I said, "Well, I might look in the car and see if I got a handful of change." Went in there, I think there was a dollar laying there, what it was. I called her over there and I gave it to her. I said, "Why don't you come to church?" She said, you the preacher? I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Jesus saves." She said, "Oh, I don't know about that." Well, son, 5 years ago, I'd have jumped out and about wanted to fight her. Talk about, you know what I'm saying? I said, "Yeah, he does. He does save."
Yeah.
And I said, "I'll take." I said, "Why don't you come on down to the church?" She said, "I don't want to do no good." I said, "I promise, as you come down and listen to the Word of God, preach, it'll have an effect on you."
Yeah.
Well, I could have blowed her plumb out of Rowan County, what she said. Is there not maturity? Is there not discernment? Is there not a time to speak and a time not to speak?
Yes, sir.
That's being mature. That's being wise. Amen. That's right. Thank God, a mature man wakes up, has patience. Amen. He's been perfected in the grace of God, and God matured him. Amen. And he thinks something out before he acts upon it. Amen. And before, thank God, my friend, we'd have said something that would turn him off and never heard the gospel. Amen.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Maturity. Everybody ought to mature in grace. Mature in God. That's what the will of God. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. That's for the work. That's for the perfecting of the saints. Yeah. Amen. What I'm preaching, he ought to work in you.
Amen.
Effectually. It said the Word of God effectually worketh in them that believe. It effectually worketh in them that believe.
Amen.
Amen. That means that word and that man teach this morning, and when the preacher preaches, or when somebody else teaches or preach, that word ought to affect you. Thank God, it ought to go to bed with you. Amen.
Right.
Thank God, you say, "Preacher, I have some places in my life I'm still not maturing yet." Immature. Amen. He says for the perfecting of the saints. Ought to have a mature church.
Yeah.
Amen. I ought to have a church that's mature in the faith, being made strong by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen. We're not tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. When somebody comes by, maybe they don't say everything right. Well, I've heard people say things that wasn't right. Hadn't you? Right from here before. I've heard people say things. So what you going to do, preacher? Ask God to help them. Now, if it's all out heresy, then I might have to correct it sometime. But, I mean, you know the thing of this, there's a lot of things people say that might be in a preference or an opinion that might not just suit with us. Amen. Amen. I've heard people say, "I saw the angels." I said, "You did." I ain't never seen them. Amen. I know that the Bible says he encampeth about around them that fear him, but I've never visibly seen one. He said, "But beware, you might entertain one unaware."
Amen.
Amen. I've heard people say that. I've heard the people say, "I heard the voice of God laying in my bed, so he spoke to me." Now, he's never spoken to me like that. Amen. You say, "You going to debate with him?" No. That's what he wants to believe. That's all right. Maybe he did. I don't know. Never happened to me. What you going to do? You going to mature? You can go home and say, bless God, you hear what he said. Why, he don't know the Bible. Huh? Well, he ought to grow up and he ought to study his Bible. I say amen to that. But I tell you what, you better watch what you say. You might say something next week.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know what a mature church says? I need to pray for that man. And thank God a preacher don't believe that. That's right. I've heard them all kind of stuff. I heard them talk about winning people at salad bars and everything else. Well, I don't believe that. I believe for a man to get saved, he's got to hear the Word of God in power. And I believe the Holy Spirit's got to convict him and work it in his heart before he ever gets there.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't believe you can just read a man in. Thank God, I've heard them say that. I mean, I've got friends that believe such stuff as that. But I'm telling you what, I don't believe it, and I'm not going to promote it. Amen. But I'm telling you, a mature man, thank God, don't debate with people like that. They just give the cuss well and let God do the rest. Amen. Now, this is what I've learned. You've learned this, Brother Danny. You know you have. He told me the other day, he said, there's a young man that we know. He's a good young man. Brother Danny said 5 years ago, he probably never would have hardly talked to the man. And now that boy, you know what he said? He said, he's his friend. He's a friend. The Baptist too. He's a Baptist boy. He's his friend. Huh? 5 years ago, he probably would have said, yes, God, he don't know what I know. He's not as smart as me. You know what that is? That's just immaturity. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you what you can do. You're going to hear me tonight? I'm going to tell you what you do. And there's a lot of good men think this way. I'll tell you what you can do. You can shut out everybody you want to. You can shut off all anybody you want to that don't disbelieve the way you do. I'll tell you what I did one day. I was riding down the road. And I was a young preacher. Brother Milby was in the car, and I got to talking. He said, What'd you say? I said, you know them old Southern Baptist people? They don't believe nothing. He said, you better watch what you're saying. I know a lot of good men in the Southern Baptist. And son, the Holy Ghost said, he's right. And we was going down the road, and I had a preacher on. And I said, I don't like listening to him. He said, hold on, don't you turn that station. He said, I don't got to hear what he's got to say. Now, he wasn't of our denomination. You see what I'm saying? He said, preacher, you trying to go join? Said, no, I ain't going to Joe nowhere. I'm trying to preach to you about maturity and growing up in God and using wisdom in things and how many more people you can affect. Amen. That's what I'm trying to preach to you tonight. You're not going to change anybody. Take the Holy Ghost to. I'm not a compromiser of what I believe, but there's a way to grow up and do it. Amen.
Yeah.
You ought to be perfected. Can I give you something tonight? I love you. I'm just talking to the church here. Don't say everything you think. Did you ever watch that old Andy Griffin show? God help Elk, hold me accountable now. Watched Andy Griffin. Remember Opie is writing them papers? You remember that? Nobody's buying them. And they said, they really want to hear what's going on in the town. Remember how he went down to the barber shop, the beauty shop, and all that, and he wrote down all the gossip, you know. Every paper sold. Amen. You know why? They was telling everything they knew.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you what tonight, that's not wise to tell everything you know. You know why? Because there's a whole lot of people want to hear what you got to say. And if it don't edify, he said the preacher's to edify the body. If what I don't say don't edify you, then I'm not in the will of God when I preach it. Amen.
Right.
Now, I won't say sometimes you got to reprove, you got to rebuke, you got to correct, but it's all in bringing you, thank God, to where you ought to be with God. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one to admit it. Anybody that's ever preached would have to admit it. There's been times you got in the pulpit and used the Bible, thank God, as a hammer. Just to beat on somebody. You know what you did? You hurt them more than you helped them. Amen. That's, maturity comes when you say, God, I just want to help them. I mean, I'm going to preach what you tell me, and I know when I preach it, there's some people going to get mad or not like it, but I'm telling you, it's always for good. When I use the Word of God, my friend, in a way that I didn't handle it right, I'm telling you, it never will edify, and you'll go home hurting, you'll go home sad, you'll go home grieved, and it never will give you no joy in your soul. Amen. God help me. Well, I tell you what, I don't want to. I know the Word of God's strong. I know it's going to get in. That's why He said to get in everywhere you at. And there are things sometimes God gives me to preach, and I know in my own heart when I'm preaching it. And before He gives it to me, I say, Lord, you sure? He said, yes, sir, I want you to preach it. And brother, listen to me. God gives me things when I'm preaching. Amen, that God wants me to say, and I never would have thought of it in the study. God just put it on me to say it. Amen. But I'm telling you, I still got to be careful and know it's God. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Preaching will always edify you. It'll build you up.
Right.
It might work on you. It might convict you. It might cause you to bow your head. But I'm telling you, it will. You know what He said? A proud look. He said, God hates a proud look.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what pride is? Can I give you the definition of pride? Let me give you this tonight. I won't give you the definition of pride here. I was going to preach a whole message on it, but I just couldn't get clear. Notice what He said. Pride. He said, pride is thus deifying itself. Notice his self-esteem. It's an unreasonable conceit of one's own superiority in talent, beauty, wealth, accomplishments, rank, which manifests itself in lofty airs, distance, reserve, and often in contempt of others.
Yep.
Pretty strong right there. High and haughty, high-minded, think high of self, apparent above others. That's what pride is. Let me tell you something tonight. It's the worst sin a man could ever have. Pride. A proud look. Now, what he's basically saying in this scripture, a proud look is, looking at yourself with a high opinion of oneself. You know what that means, don't you? Huh? That's conceited. You flatter yourself. Well, ain't nobody like me. You better watch who you tell. They the best, they'll believe it. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about the body. I'm talking about esteeming others better than yourself. If you want perfection, somebody says, I want perfection. Do you really? You got to die to self. And I'm going to tell you what, anybody that's mature, you know what they'll say? That man's better than I am. He said, esteem others better than yourself.
Yeah.
That's a perfect mind, son. That ain't a selfish mind. It's perfection in that. That's mature. Amen. That's right, son. It ain't replaying old maids and when you get the old maid throwing your cards down and say, I'm quitting on you. Amen. There's a lot of people in the church got an old maid in the car sometime. Hey, man, I ain't talking about no woman either. You know what they'll do? We used to play that when we was growing up, my little old children. We'd play that. I'd bend that card and do all kinds of things. Matt, he'd get it all the time. He'd get mad and throw it at me. But you know what? There's a lot of people like that down at the church. They ended up with the old maid card and they didn't esteem others better than themselves. And they quit the game. I didn't get to do this or I didn't get to do that. I'm going to tell you what, anything you get to do for God's good. Isn't that right? I mean, it don't matter what it is. Whatever God gives you to do, thank God you got to do it. That's maturity. That's not wanting the high seat. That's not wanting to be seen of men. Hey, God, maturity says, I'll do what nobody else sees me do. That's what maturity says. Maturity says, I can give without being praised. I can preach without being praised. I can teach without being praised. Amen? Why, some of them so got their nose up in the air, you'd think they was going to drown if it rained. They got to be called every high title, and they come in like they the most arrogant bird that flies. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. You're mature when you don't think that you're better than anybody.
When you think you're better than somebody, you know what it is? You're immature. Amen. Right. Work another ministry, perfect another saints, and then he said this, edifying the body. Then talked about it. Maturity says, my whole desire is to edify the body. I want to ask you a question tonight. This is what Joshua said. Joshua said this to Achan when, you know, he stole what he took, that Babylonian garment and gold and silver, and put it up under his tent. And this right here, buddy, you better get what I'm about to tell you here. You better put it down in your heart. This is what he said to Achan. He said, Achan, give God glory. Better listen to me if you want to know maturity. Maturity is somebody that's more concerned about the glory of God than they are themselves. In other words, I'll take wrong before I defraud my brother. I'll take wrong before I go to court with my brother. I'll take wrong that God might be glorified. Amen. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
That's maturity. When you deal with people all the time, as old Park said, Brother Parks, he's in heaven now. He said, Preacher, when you deal with people a lot, sometimes you become a floor mat that they might wipe their dirty feet on. But I'll tell you, when you love them, in spite of that, that shows Jesus. That shows maturity. Amen. I'm preaching what some people won't want to hear. But I'm telling you what, if you're waiting for a life that everything's going to go your way, it won't be in this one. It'll be in that one. And it'll be His way. Will we be made like Him? You say, why do we got to have preachers? Because it's the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, and edifying of the body, that it might be come together in the unity of the faith, that we can function together. Amen. That's right. Thank the Lord. You know, it don't take but a little pin to take the air out of a big balloon. And I'll tell you what, sometimes we have to let the air be taken out of us through the Word of God, that we might see where we at with God. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Huh? You know where church splits come from, don't you? I want it my way! Not God's way, my way.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen. That's right.
Boy, Brother Keith, I just want to worship Him.
Amen.
I want the people of God just to be in that place that we worship Him.
Yeah.
Spirit, truth, and be mature. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's what the preaching's for. It's to help you. It's not to hurt you, it's to help you.
Yeah.
Amen. A preacher loves you, he wants to help you. God help. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing me.